Progress Test. Units 5 and 6. Listening. Exercise 6.
On Healthy Living today, we're looking at energy drinks, and here to tell us more about them is our expert, Anas Hamid. Anas, energy drinks have become very popular in the last 10 or so years, but there's a bit of mystery surrounding them, what they contain, and whether they're any good for us. Can you help to clarify some of the mystery for us?
Well, I'll try. But one of the problems is actually deciding what an energy drink is. Personally, I would make a clear distinction between energy drinks and sports drinks. Sports drinks are drinks which help with hydration. They help to keep your liquid level up, and they replace carbohydrates and minerals that you use up when you do sport and physical activity. We know that these drinks do help you to keep up your strength when you're physically active, and they're safe. Top professional sports people use them, for example.
And energy drinks?
Right. Well, there are lots of different energy drinks, and their contents are not always exactly the same. But what they do all generally have in common is caffeine. Some have a bit more, some a bit less, but generally, they all have a lot of caffeine.
And is that good or bad?
First of all, that depends on your age. Until you're 16, there might be a danger. But certainly, if you're under 10, then a lot of caffeine is clearly harmful. Each energy drink is more or less the equivalent of a strong cup of coffee or two cola drinks. For young children, that's going to cause sleep problems and probably make them irritable and anxious. But for older people, it can be a problem too. And one major effect of caffeine we haven't talked about is that it dehydrates you. In that sense, energy drinks and sports drinks are almost opposites, because energy drinks contain caffeine, but sports drinks don't.
In fact, drinking energy drinks when you do exercise can be really dangerous, can't it?
Not everybody agrees, but I think they are dangerous, yes. An 18-year-old boy died when he drank 4 cans of an energy drink and then played basketball. Maybe it was a coincidence, but I think it's safer not to mix energy drinks and sport.
And of course, drinking 4 cans was probably excessive.
Yes. Like everything, moderation is important. I think 1 can is probably not going to be too harmful. But because there's so much caffeine in them, drinking 2 or 3 cans in 1 day is, in my opinion, not a good idea.
Of course, some young people drink energy drinks not to do sport, but to keep awake and alert to study more. Do you think that works?
Well, caffeine in general can have that effect. I read a report which suggested that an energy drink could help drivers to maintain concentration on the road. But of course, the effect is only short-term. And remember, as I said before, caffeine can also make you irritable and anxious. The other thing to bear in mind is that most energy drinks don't just contain caffeine. They also contain a lot of sugar. Some have the equivalent of 5 teaspoons of sugar in 1 250-milliliter can.
What else do they contain?
Well, it depends on the drink, but most contain a substance called taurine.
Taurine?
Yes, spelled T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It's an amino acid which occurs naturally in the body. Amino acids help to build protein. We think that they also help to take away harmful substances from the body, to eliminate waste. When you're tired or stressed, your body often has less taurine, so some people drink energy drinks to replace it.
And does it work?
People are investigating this at the moment. To be honest, at the moment we just don't know enough to be certain. One thing that worries me personally is that substances like taurine exist in the body, but energy drinks contain much higher doses. Too much of something can be as bad as too little. And really, if you have a healthy, balanced diet, you shouldn't need to take anything else.
Anas, thank you.